Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. I understand that there is some good news from state government for a local health care system in your area. What's going on?
Yes, I'm delighted to announce that later today the governor will make it publicly official that a $2 million grant will be awarded to Susquehanna Health for the construction of the Mansfield Medical Office building in Tioga County. This is what we call a Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program grant, and the new Susquehanna Health's Mansfield Medical Office building, the new facility will house a physical and aquatic therapy center, an orthopedic practice, radiology services, laboratory services, and it'll allow for the relocation of the Mansfield Laurel Health Center. In addition, new space will provide accommodations for outpatient behavioral health services, diabetic education and counseling, as well as family planning. And the size of the Mansfield Laurel Health Center will increase by over 2,000 square feet as well. The additional space will allow for the addition of another physician and one advanced professional, significantly impacting the accessibility of primary care services to the local patient population in the Mansfield and surrounding areas. And this is extremely important with the continued expansion of Mansfield University, the development of the I-99 corridor in the area, as well as the ongoing growth of the Marcellus Shale industry in Tioga County and the surrounding areas. So the Mansfield Medical Office building will allow Susquehanna Health to meet the increasing healthcare needs of the population and to continue to provide the highest quality services possible to the residents of this mostly rural area of Pennsylvania.
And of course, you're chairman of the House Health Committee, and I understand that some legislation you've been working on for quite some time that would benefit cancer patients in Pennsylvania is going to be moving forward. What's going on here?
Yes, also good news. I'm delighted to say that legislation that I authored called the Cancer Fairness Act passed out of my health committee unanimously with bipartisan support. And cancer patient advocates have been strongly supporting this as an important step toward providing affordable access to oral anti-cancer treatments. And it's House Bill 2471, the Cancer Fairness Act. The legislation addresses a cost disparity between oral anti-cancer treatments and intravenous anti-cancer treatments, which has resulted in significantly higher out-of-pocket insurance costs to patients for oral anti-cancer medications. The legislation will prohibit health insurers from charging a high coinsurance payment, ensuring patients can access the treatment prescribed to them. Unfortunately, every day in Pennsylvania, far too many cancer patients go without the medications they need because they simply cannot afford them. Oral anti-cancer medications have significantly contributed to recent progress in the war against cancer. Since targeted cancer therapies were introduced back in 1993, the number of cancer survivors has more than doubled from about 6.8 million to 14 million today. That translates into 43 million added years of life and adds about $4.2 trillion to our economy and improves the quality of life, obviously. Studies have also found that higher out-of-pocket costs directly impact patient compliance with oral chemotherapy medications. One in six cancer patients with high out-of-pocket costs abandon their medication at the pharmacy. So patients with an out-of-pocket cost greater than $200 were at least three times more likely not to fill their prescription than those with out-of-pocket costs of less than $100 a month. To date, 34 states have enacted similar legislation. All the states around Pennsylvania have adopted this except for West Virginia. And it's unfortunately estimated that almost 80,000 Pennsylvanians will be diagnosed with cancer this year, and over 28,000 will lose their battle with the disease of cancer. Almost all of the healthcare organizations are supporting this legislation, and we're going to be having a floor vote on the Pennsylvania House of Representatives next week and send it to the Senate that hopefully will address this issue and let the governor sign it into law.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.